Let's talk summer festivities, whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding. Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like a million bucks, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Scrubbing In. It is National Girlfriends Day. Tanya looks at me with wide eyes, like ready to harmonize with me.
I love a fun celebration holiday. And this one is just like, I feel like it was like built for me.
It really, you are the ultimate girlfriend.
I love Girlfriends Day. I know. Feel like it's such a great day.
It's a great day.
We should all text and virtually hug all of our girlfriends.
Yeah. If you have a girlfriend who has been a supporter, a cheerleader, a best friend when you're down, when you're happy, and all the in-between, text her, call her, FaceTime her, unless she hates that, and tell her you love her. We have a super fun show today, but first I want to talk about this virtual event that we're having next weekend. So we're going to have a Girls Day In. It'll be next Saturday, August 8th, and it'll start at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And it's TIXR.com. So, Tanya, why don't you tell them about it?
So, basically, what you can do is you can join us virtually. So, grab your girlfriends, those that are on your quarantine, and you can hang with us for a private hang and virtual brunch. We will join you and your friends virtually for a one-on-one hang. We'll chat. We'll laugh. Hopefully we won't cry. We'll take some photos, talk grays, analyze our relationships, and say cheers to our girlfriends.
And we want to help a great organization, No Kid Hungry, so a portion of the proceeds will go directly to them. So the tickets are super, super limited. So if you're interested in doing a virtual hangout with us, go to scrubbingin.tixr.com. Once again, they're going to go really fast. It's very limited, but... we can't wait to hang out with y'all virtually. How's everyone doing? How are you doing? I feel like I just saw you.
Is that because I like text you incessantly?
No, because we just did this Monday and it's Saturday.
There's a lot of days in between Monday and Saturday. Hello.
I know, but
If I had it my way, I'd see you every day.
That's nice. Do you mean that? That feels excessive.
No.
Is that because you're bored?
No.
I walked in and Tanya had Taylor blasting. What? That's like a compliment.
That's true.
It's not negative. You good? How was your week?
My week was good. I'm having a little bit of a sweating issue.
Oh.
I'm a little concerned about, like, my armpits are literally sopping wet.
A wool robe on. I walked in and she's just fully wet hair, showered with like a, it looks like a thick but cozy robe on, and very on brand for Tanya.
So what I found that I really need to do, just because I'm in my apartment and I'm doing multiple things, you know, in front of a Zoom camera. And so to keep my energy up, I have to go on runs in between stuff. And so I went on a run prior to this and I got in the shower and I didn't really feel like putting clothes on. So here we are.
I did something very important this week.
What?
I did laser hair removal.
Oh.
So I've been avoiding it because the waxing experience with you ruined me. And I trust no one who says anything. Like, if someone says, oh, that doesn't really hurt, I don't believe them anymore. Because that's what you told me. And it felt like, I think there was, I saw stars, not in a good way.
So dramatic.
I'm not kidding. I, like, didn't think I was going to be able to get through the whole appointment. She did the first rip, which was supposed to be the easiest part, and I blacked out. And then my pride kept me there. And so then I was going to get regular laser. And then Haley said it did not feel great either. Said it hurt.
Literally, laser hair removal is easier than going to the dentist.
I hate the dentist. So that's a horrible comparison. I cannot. Waxing and the dentist are the two.
Okay. Yeah. Getting laser hair removal is easier than going to the grocery store.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, my experience today was, because I went to this place, they use like ultrasound gel, and basically it's like a painless experience. So they did the gel, and then it kind of is just like warm, and that's all you feel. It felt like a massage, nice. Like a warm massage. Got my armpits, my hoo-ha, my legs.
You did the whole hoo-ha?
Yeah.
No landing strip.
Nope.
No.
Do you leave a landing strip?
No, but I was not going to judge if you did.
No, but like, I've never talked about that. So. But let me tell you something. I'm laying there in my butterfly position, you know, legs open. Uh-huh. And there's like a chandelier above me and I can see myself. And there's like, it's like a mirror, like a little glass thing. So it's like a reflection.
Oh, you got a show. You got a show.
I was like, does it get more vulnerable than this moment? I don't know.
I would actually appreciate that.
But it was so small.
You know
so
what? We should all be looking at our vaginas more often, if I could say so.
But I'm just like watching this innocent woman just doing work down there as I'm just laying there. We're having small talk, which I don't know if silence or small talk is worse in that position. And then she's like, okay, just like lift your legs up.
Yeah, to get the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was where I was like, I'm going to die of just pure embarrassment.
Why do things like that not faze me in the slightest bit? Like whenever I was doing laser hair removal, I did like 3 or 4 rounds before quarantine hit. And now I'm just screwed because you have to do it in some sort of cycle. So not to start back from square one. But for me, it was just like kick back, hang out with a smoothie, do your thing. You want to kick my leg back? Sure. You want me to put it on your shoulder? Sure. Like, it's just like not even a thing. I don't understand why. I just don't care.
Just like everything else in your life. Why don't you care? I don't know.
But I never looked at my own vagina until that Goop episode of, I can't remember what episode it was called, but when they were saying like, we as women we always think it's disgusting, or we have like a negative connotation in regards to the way that our vagina looks. And so I really started looking at it like daily.
Okay. I get what you're saying, and I have become much more comfortable with myself and not feeling like I used to be so insecure just because I was really modest. But I also don't feel like I don't feel like I'm neglecting it by not staring at it every day.
You never know.
Does yours whisper to you like, I need attention? Knowing you, it probably does. Every part of you needs attention constantly.
It was so funny. So we were on a little bit of like a vacation from the morning show. So we were playing like old, you know, reruns of the show. And my girlfriend Raquel was laughing. She texted me and she's like, I'm in my car peeing, laughing, listening to you tell Ryan Seacrest how he needs to walk around his house naked because it'll make him more comfortable with his body, and how you do it daily and it really helps you with your like body image and stuff. She was like, I'm crying laughing at this conversation.
Yeah.
It's true. I think the more you see your body like naked and like the parts of your body, like the more you are proud and confident.
Mm-hmm. That's everyone's challenge for National Girlfriends Day.
Yeah.
Just walk around naked, stare at yourself.
And look at the part of your body that you hate the most and say something you love about it.
That's actually good. You know, that's sound advice. I'm going to give it to you on that one. Yeah, so that was the big moment for me. That feeling just like
fresh and so clean.
Slick Rick.
Do you know what I'm actually going to do? Probably tonight after this podcast. So I had on my vision board for 2020, that's the year we're in, that I wanted to go to Paris this year. And obviously I'm not going to go to Paris this year because of quarantine. I made this whole thing. I made like a Parisian playlist, and Ryan actually mentioned this movie that's on Netflix. It's escaping me the name of it now, but, it basically makes you feel like you're in like Paris. And then I'm going to cook myself this like French dinner while I listen to the playlist, and then I'm gonna eat it while I watch the movie, and I'm gonna like experience Paris quarantine style, because I'm not gonna let this pandemic get me down anymore.
It's nice. It's kind of sad. Something about it makes me a little sad.
Why?
Anyone else gonna help me out here, or am I alone in feeling this?
No, sure. Have your French night. Have a good time. It doesn't mean that your vision board came
true. Are you doing it alone?
Yes, it does.
Wait, are you doing it alone?
Yeah, either or me or with possibly Raquel.
Oh, doing it with someone might make me feel a little less sad.
What's sad about it? It's so cute. If you can't go to Paris, bring Paris to you.
Okay. I mean, we did something similar the other day for Allison's birthday. Allison really wanted to go to Club 33 at Disneyland for her 33rd birthday, and Disneyland will not be open for the foreseeable future. So we set up a fake Club 33 in our backyard, but we did it with the two of us. So if it was just me by myself, which I'm not above doing, I could see that being a weird thing.
And it's her birthday.
Yeah.
Very sweet. Again, really, yes. Really sweet.
I know. I loved
nice,
that.
Normal
I loved that.
Thing to do.
If you and Red Star were doing like a date night in Paris, I'd be like, that is so
different.
Cute. I'm not saying
okay,
you have
why
to
do
normal.
I need a man
no.
to enjoy a
that.
Parisian
no
night?
One said
no
you
one
did.
Said that. Don't be all. I was just saying, I think it would be a very romantic date night. I think you doing it alone might make you feel a little sad.
Sad is the opposite. And first of all, for people that are quarantining by themselves, they have no choice but to do it
okay,
by
okay,
themselves.
Okay, that's a great point.
I'm like stoked on this. I was like really excited. I was making the playlist and like picking my songs, and I was so excited. I even got like, I asked, because Brad's been to Paris for Fashion Week so many times. I got like a specific French cuisine that he's like, I have to get every time I go there, and I'm gonna like make it. I don't know, like I'm stoked on it.
Okay, you do have this thing of power in your mind where you can convince yourself that things are good. So I actually think I'm changing my mind that you could make this a really fun, enjoyable night for yourself or for you and Raquel.
If the movie sucks, it could take a turn, but I'm hopeful.
Well, Midnight in Paris is a great Paris movie if you want that one.
Does it make you feel like you're there?
I didn't watch from that lens.
Yeah, see, Ryan said this one makes you feel like you're like really there. So that's
not Midnight in Paris. I'll get the name, but
no, it's I know it. Hold on, I have it.
Is it Paris Can Wait?
Paris Can Wait, yes.
It almost just makes me feel sad, like we're just giving up on ever traveling to these places, which I know is realistic, but it's kind of just oof, sad. I want you to go to actual Paris.
And maybe in 2021 I will, but it's not happening in 2020. Let me tell you.
Well, you know, we've talked about on this show before that we're not going back to Wisconsin for the summertime. And we're actually now considering not going back to Wisconsin for Christmas. And that may seem early to be making such a decision since it's July. But it's come to our attention that there are members of my wife's family who we always visit when we're there that are not taking this very seriously.
Right.
And if that's the case, then we can't be near them. And if we can't be near them, then why are we bothering? So we may be on our own for Christmas this year.
When was the last time that happened?
2002, so before kids.
Jeez.
Wow.
Wow. That's so wild. Well, you know what, Mark? You can bring Wisconsin to you.
It's true.
Well, we actually would like to go to snow. So we may try to get a cabin somewhere. We may try to bring, not Wisconsin, but a winter wonderland to the kids.
And you can create a fun playlist and bring a cheese board and wear your Brewers jersey and really just do it up,
that's
you know?
True. Like, you could do that.
Glass half full.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry I bashed your idea. I think you're going to have a great night. I want to do it. I don't think I'd fully enjoy it because I'm like really just missing traveling a lot, the whole experience. So I think it would just kind of make me feel down. But I don't want to rain on your parade.
So well, we are going to travel together. I mean, in the car, but...
Yeah, we're going to Palm Springs next week.
That's right, baby.
That's where we're doing our virtual hang, so make sure you get the tickets. Our guests today are just three of our favorite girls.
The ultimate girlfriends.
Who better to bring on for National Girlfriends Day than the Lady Gang? So we will be back with Becca, Kelty, and Jack in just a little bit.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than the mom stuff she did for me. The laundry, cooking, and driving. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood.
My mom moved to the United States of America, did not know English, learned English, rode her bike to Long Beach State to get her degree so that she could, I mean, she is literally like my hero, my shiro. Yeah.
Shiro, for
my shiro.
Sure. That's amazing. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending my mom farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
And we got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so that you can send some too.
Here's why we love the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you can't find anywhere else.
Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick a delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code SCRUBBING for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING. Rakuten is a rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything that they buy.
Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, pets, and more.
You're already shopping at your favorite stores like Macy's, Best Buy, Petco, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer.
Rakuten is the easiest and smartest way to find the best deals and savings. And every time I visit Rakuten.com, I'm always shocked by the thousands of brands that are featured.
Me too. Did you know that Ticketmaster is one of those brands? So next time you're trying to see your favorite artist live, you can earn cash back when buying tickets with Rakuten.
And the best part, membership is free and it's easy to sign up.
Plus, cashback rates change daily, so you can keep checking to find the best deal.
The stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You can get paid via check or PayPal quarterly.
Rakuten has 17 million members who are already saving, and their members have earned over $4.6 billion in cashback.
Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app to start saving today. Your cashback really adds up. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
I feel like therapy, in all seriousness, it wasn't something I ever knew I needed until I started doing it and I realized how much of an impact it had on my entire life.
I think the thing with therapy that's so good is I think that everybody has an ego. We all think that our way is the right way and it's the only way, when in reality there is no right or wrong way. And I think therapy really opened me up to that. Like, I'm playing therapist in some of my relationships. That's right.
That's how
much therapy has helped me.
Well, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing. All right, everybody, we have very special guests to celebrate National Girlfriends Day. We have Kelty, Becca, and Jack, a.k.a.
The Lady Gang!
Which we have said this collaboration is called, who said, what is it?
Scrubbing a lady.
Or the lady who scrubs, however you please.
Why does that remind me of a portrait of a lady on fire?
I'm into that.
Dark.
Just reminds me that, like, I'm on the first day of my period and I'm disgusting.
I'm right now?
Here tomorrow. Oh my God. I'm like, why everything is the about first... me. She needs to be scrubbed. Let me just start that. Like, scrubbing a lady.
Your attitude.
Attitude and.
Honestly, why bubbles. Is it the first day that it's like, for me too, it's every single day of my period is totally fine. But my first day, I feel like there are devils in my uterus that are out to kill me. And there then are. I just feel so sluggish and gross. And all I want to do is eat a burger and fries.
Yeah. Mm.
That's me most days, the burger and fries part. But the second day is where I really feel like things are just never going to. I'm not going to make it through.
I'm with you. I'm a second day down in the hell zone period. Or
that's so weird because I think that my IUD saved me from having any of my period rage.
You don't feel swamp vag on day two?
I feel nothing.
That's exactly what it is.
When I was on my 3-year IUD, I felt nothing. Like, when my period came, I got like a little flow, but like nothing inconvenient. Nothing changed. But I think it's because of the IUD.
But wait, did you have the hormonal IUD or the copper one?
So the hormone, it's like localized hormones, and I think it actually like strips your estrogen, which is like,
yeah, it's really bad, right? Or
well, it's not right? that bad. It's just if you want to get pregnant, you have to like build it back up. With like estrogen supplements, which isn't that big of a deal because like the trade-off is that you can have like years and years of pleasant periods. So I recommend it. I think that's what happened to me. I used to have terrible periods until that IUD.
And then, but when you got it taken out, then did the periods all come with a vengeance? They didn't like add up to all the ones you missed?
No, because it permanently kind of strips the estrogen.
Something about that doesn't seem right.
Honestly, I choose don't care your if it's right.
Choose your poison, ladies.
I know, it's so true.
It's so true.
Speaking of swamp vag, I just went and got laser hair removal. And it was the one where they put the like the ultrasound gel all over. It's a painless experience. But when I say she handed me the towel and was like, here, you can clean yourself up. I was just horrified.
Wait, why?
It's just clumpy gel all over the place.
It's nice and goopy down there.
Yeah, it's not, you like that?
I mean, I'd rather clean it myself than the strange lady.
I honestly wouldn't have cared. She was already down there. Like, let's clean it up.
The quarantine really messed up my like laser hair removal situation because I was on such a good track, but you have to do it in a specific order.
Yeah.
And now because of quarantine, it got all messed up. And so now to start all the way back from one, and I don't want to start again if we're going to get locked down again.
Well, we have had this debate in the Lady Gang about the pain level of a laser hair removal because Becca thinks it's like the most painful thing in the entire world. I think it is painless and it's almost a pleasant experience.
No,
With the gel or no gel?
I don't think that I had gel when I got mine done. Mine was a dry experience.
Mine's been dry and lovely as well.
No, I've heard the dry hurts like hell, and that's why I refused to do it until I went to the painless one. And when I say I could have fallen asleep, it felt like a massage. Becca, highly recommend.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can do it.
Just a massage.
Low pain tolerances.
I think I do. It's sensitive nerve endings. We just have more sensitive vaginas, Becca.
Yeah, we probably have better, orgasms for that reason.
It's true.
Wait, that's so nice, actually.
I'm just, I have it's like a cold black heart and then a cold black vagina. It's just nope.
Dead.
It was like
dead
a twitch inside. And that's it.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I can't feel anything. I really came here to feel something.
Y'all have been some busy ladies in a gang because y'all have the book release and now you have a clothing line. You're still doing the podcast. How's
on top of all your other jobs? How are you doing it all?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice because it's been staggered. Like the book came out in June, and then the clothing line. What was our launch date for that? July something.
July 7th.
Yeah. I mean, it's been an interesting time. Like to launch a clothing line that we designed for women to go to work wearing during a pandemic has been really challenging.
Yeah.
For me to put on an underwear that's not a full bottom granny panty right now is asking a lot. But then
First of all, I have you beat because I have specific UTI underwear that I wear now. Okay. It's
amazing.
UTI underwear that was designed by a woman that got UTIs all the time. So it's not only full coverage, but it's also infused with some sort of, I don't even know,
mystical creature. I feel like a doctor could very quickly debunk that entire line of underwear, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really understand how the underwear really attaches to the bladder in that
it's infused with something like zinc or something. I don't know.
Maybe
it's
pulling out your pee hole clean.
Tana, you do you, girl. You do you.
Thank you.
Ladies lifting up ladies. Such a sucker. I'm sure you found that on an ad. Was it a Facebook ad?
No. A scrub sister actually sent me a link to it because she got UTIs and early UTIs too. So it was a scrub sister just helping me out.
I have another scrub sister, Kelty, is going to help you out now. There's a prescription drug that they can give you in bottles of 60.
And I've had it.
One every time and doesn't help?
Doesn't help.
Right after you have sex?
Mine are not necessarily sex induced.
They're just
exercise.
He has a fragile.
I have a fragile vagina.
It could also be thongs. If you work out in thongs, apparently the butthole goes.
I thought that was for yeast infections. That's a UTI.
No, that's a UTI.
Who works out in a thong?
Who doesn't?
What do you wear a full butt underwear to work out with a legging?
I do not wear underwear with leggings is the secret. Oh, yeah. One. We've already talked about this so many times.
It horrifies me.
It's disgusting.
But the seams just.
No. Well, Kelty has it right.
When you use Fabletics, they don't have that center seam.
How do they not have a center seam?
They have their weft. They're built on a 3D machine and they have a nice cotton gusset that holds your vagina like a tiny baby.
Oh,
so
wow.
So it's just a slight camel toe situation.
Always. Yeah. But that's in a jean.
She gets a camel toe in a sweatpant. It's fine.
A camel toe in a snowsuit.
She's the queen of the camel. Okay,
but back to your point, I do understand the dilemma of you guys are designing this clothing line and nobody has work to go to. So
nope. it's been hard. I mean, I think it's was such a dream come true to do it. And we got to be on a billboard, and the fact that like we got to do it, Becca, I think you've probably felt similar when you designed your line for Macy's. Mm-hmm. It's like, who, little old me? Oh, wow. You know, and it was dreamy. And it was just so funny though, because when we started, I was really coming at it from like TV host girl. And I was like, I can never find like cute suits, and like everything, you know, is so baggy. And like, let me just make something cute that I can wear. And we made all these like great little bright colored like power girl suits, and everyone's like, cool, I'm gonna wear like sweatpants.
The sweatpants did sell out the fastest.
The sweatpants sold out the fastest. Yeah, it is surprising though, that, you know, people are being intentional about their purchases, but they're definitely purchasing and then thinking like, hey, when it comes to November, I have to go back to work, or I'll wear this to a wedding next summer that I know I'm going to. And so people are still buying it. It's just been, you know, nothing good comes without a little bit of a struggle, I guess, these days.
But it's also cool because we have a lot of pieces that aren't just workwear suits. There's a lot of fun dresses and stuff like that. So I feel like that's where a lot of girls have been leaning towards, because people can still, you know, go to a brunch or go to a barbecue or something like that. So it's just nice to have an excuse to put on an outfit. That's
I know.
Wetsuit.
Yeah,
it's so true.
Can I ask you guys something? Do you think this changes? Okay, as a homebody, like someone who really rarely went out without a legging on, unless it was like a business meeting or like a birthday party or something, like in my regular life, I never really dressed. But now I'm finding myself like, Chris is like, let's go to the farmer's market and like get some vegetables and wait in line for an hour with our masks on. And I was like, okay. And then I put on a whole farmer's market outfit. And like, I would never do that before. Do you think quarantine has changed that maybe when we do get freedom and go back into the world that we will now like dress? Or is it just me that was a lazy slob and like, welcome to the rest of the world?
Well, I think it's the women that have no jobs have been doing that for centuries, like getting dressed to go to the market.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that you just have a job and you're busy. Like, you know what I mean? It's hard. Women who have to put themselves together to go to work every day, then the farmer's market activities are like yoga like pants and sweatpants because they're sick of it. But like, then the blogger was born, you know?
Yes.
The blogger. And do you blog your outfit at the farmer's market?
Yeah. Are you getting
do you
your
take advantage of it?
I mean, we didn't end up going because we drove down and the line was like super long and there was like 500 people. I was like, this is exactly the opposite. Like, I will order my groceries to be delivered and my blueberries won't be organic this week. Like, that's just the like life I'm going to live. So I didn't end up, you know, doing anything, but.
So you got dressed and went on a car ride. Essentially.
I went on a car. I got dressed up to go on a car ride. That's where we're at.
Well, that is where we're at, because that is an exciting thing these days. So it's like, why not put on your new dress that you won't wear for another 2.5 years, you know?
Yeah. Especially for a listen to Taylor Swift's new album, just a drive in the car feels like a treat for me right now.
Oh my God. I know you guys are so into it.
No, how is your cardigan?
What do you have? Perfect? What?
Becca, should we put our cardigan?
I can't believe I didn't wear mine to talk to you.
No, I don't. I together. Don't have a cardigan. I wore Becca's.
One? How did Becca get one and you didn't get one?
Becca has an in with Haley, who is like BFF. She's like sung on stage with Taylor Swift before. Right. So Becca has an in.
I got the PR packet. No, it's mine.
Oh, you got your
it's
own.
Mine. It was addressed to Becca Tilly.
That's right.
But I did get the PR package last year for
I got
Lover.
That too.
So maybe I'm just on the PR.
No, this is what I asked because I had this conversation, but I emailed Tree afterward because she was sneaky and she emailed me like 3 weeks
ago. Can you explain to the millions Tree? Of people who don't know who Tree is?
Sorry. Well, everyone that's a Swiftie knows who Tree is, yeah, right? Am I saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so Tree is Taylor's publicist, but like also runs like her life. And right. A couple weeks ago, she wrote me, she's like, hey, quarantine's like really slow. I'm just updating everything. I don't have your home address. I only have your work address. And I was like, yeah, cool. Well, yeah, we're going to be at home like for the rest of the year. So yeah, this is great. Like, I didn't think anything of it. I've never gotten a PR package from Taylor. This was my first one. And then I wrote a thank you after. And I said, thanks so much for thinking of me. This is so great. Like, you know, it's so hard, sometimes hard to be in the press. And it's nice when people recognize it. She goes, oh, it was just for a few press that have supported her for a long time. And wow. Friends. And then I only saw 3 press. So I don't know.
I've seen a lot of people wearing that cardigan on my Instagram.
Lots.
But no
Becca,
press.
Don't diminish us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I saw like a chick Adam from BuzzFeed.
Yeah, but he was in the video.
Oh, he was? Oh, no.
All the queer eye boys. Anyway, whatever. It's fine, Becca. It's fine. Something nice happened to us.
I think that is a rare cardigan. I have not seen many people with that bad boy.
Tanya did try to say the elite of the elite got the cardigan. I didn't want to correct her, but
it's definitely not that because one.
It's like an aluminum.
Well, yeah, same. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I literally, so we did the podcast the other day. Becca was here and she was wearing the cardigan and I literally put it on, like took it off of her back and put it on myself. And I was like, is it cool if I stole it from my best friend? Like,
I've never seen you happier, Tanya, than in that video of you spinning around with that cardigan.
I know. The best was, did you see Spencer Pratt? He took it out to like
yes.
a
yeah.
That's like that. Honestly, I'm sure that I was on the list because she knew that I would talk about it for 6 months straight. Like, you know,
honestly,
what I mean? Like, you know who's so thirsty for attention? It's Kelty. Let's see if she'll talk about
it. You know what? I like that technique. Like, now in our brands, we should only send out like the clothing that we're promoting or merch or whatever we're doing to the thirstiest people. Cause they are going to post about it all the time.
Yeah. So totally. Much, so much stuff just gets wasted when you're like, yeah, Jayla will totally wear this. And it's like, wah, wah, there goes $500.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
So true.
We're going to have to start a thirst list.
But that's what Girlfriends Day is all about, to be honest, is like, that's thirsty. Why we've all become friends, our little scrubbing a lady, because when Becca has something that she needs to get in the world, like, we're going to wear it. We're going to support you. You were the first two people that posted anything about our express line.
That's true.
First two. And that's because you're a good girlfriend, because you realize this is a give and take of friendship and you're going to support, you're going to lift up, even if it's not your project. Like, that's a real friend.
I love that. And you know, it's actually the thing that I know you guys saw the like women empowerment chain that was kind of going around through Instagram. And as much as like, I loved it, I still love it. I think it was so great. I wish that there was like a tier two where it was like, okay, post this, do this, but then buy something from a female founded company or shout out like a project that was done by a female, or, you know what I mean? Like, do some action to support like a female owned.
Or maybe like anything. Highlight a female that's in your life that's doing great things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I wish there was like a tier two to it, you know, because I do think it does require, I mean, we're all fighting this like uphill battle. So I feel like it does require us to like keep kind of just like encouraging each other, pushing each other, and lifting each other up.
Well, that was going to bring me to my next point that I was going to talk about, was Kelty's post for that specific challenge was amazing. Very special and very unique and actually made me laugh out loud. It was like, was that one of those like accidental, the camera's on front facing and
yeah, it was like stuck in my phone and it was like, I was getting ready to take a picture and it's like maybe the worst angle of all time. I just got tagged. I mean, not to be like toot my own horn, but I am so popular because people know I love like desperate, thirsty shit. A narcissistic post is like my love language. So I got like nominated 500 times yesterday, like, sorry, like so many times, even like from everyone. And I was like, oh my God, Paula Abdul, thank you. You know, it wasn't Paula, but anyway, I wish. Anyway, so then I was like, should I post something? And then I was like, my whole life is like a thirsty, beautiful model picture that is not a great representative of what I really look like. So I thought I would do it the opposite way, which was, here's what it looks like after you get a chin lift and like part of the fat has been sucked out, but not all of it. So it kind of blubbers up from underneath.
Wait, I have to say, this is just a little aside. Kelty and I did this like little Facebook Live thing recently to like promote the clothing line. And during the whole Facebook Live, we got drunk and all Kelty was saying, and she was like, I'm really wondering about this skin right here. And you just kept like putting your face really close to the camera, just pulling on the side of your face.
Sorry.
Okay.
But that's Tanya. That's something Tanya would do. Yeah,
so true.
And Jack, I wanted to say I've loved your post, like showing what it looks like to pose for a photo versus what it looks like
me
when you're
too.
Relaxed.
Thank
you.
So often I will just work out and I'm like in the perfect position where my body's like, you know, freshly worked out and it looks good. I'm in the right position. And then like if I relax, I have a roll hanging over my leggings. And it's like everyone has, you know, and I go, like, what? Where did that come from?
No, I actually showed your page to one of my girlfriends. She has like, literally she has a little bit of cellulite on her legs. When I say a little bit, it's like the size of a
like one little
pen,
dot.
Like a little dot. And she's just like, she works out so hard and she eats so clean. And she's like, I just can't get rid of the cellulite. And I was like, you need to look at my friend Jack. And I like pull up your Instagram and I'm showing her on, like, she is like skinny as a needle and she has cellulite too. Like, it's just, it happened. Like, we have it. It's okay. You know what I mean? And I just love that you have that on your page so that we can all like show it to each other and just be like, it's fine.
Well, number one, it's like all women have cellulite. That's literally how our bodies are built, where the fat lays on top of the muscle, where men, it's muscle on top of fat. That's why they never have cellulite. So it's just such a weird thing that's taboo.
Wait, is that science?
I have a science fact. That is science. No, but it's been funny. I've gotten like, well, it's interesting because when I started doing these posts back in the day, it was just Becca had called me out because I'm like, I hate Instagram. Everybody's perfect, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, Jack, you're literally that person that makes people like hate their lives sometimes when you post these pictures. So I started trying to do the, you know, posting a little bit of reality and I had a really good response. But now it's become this weird movement where like fitness people are like jumping in and they're being like, I have 8 abs in this picture, but 6 in this one. And it's kind of like derailing it a little bit.
Well, that was what I was about to say, is that like, you guys are still f-ing annoying doing it because I can't even do a before and after because they look the same. Like, I can't even fool the camera into being like a bikini model. You know what I mean? So Jack's like, oh my God, look at me like with this roll on my tummy. And then she's a f-ing Victoria's Secret model. Like mine would be like roll, roll. There's no
number
like,
one, Becca, shut no up. You're such a liar.
No, I am. Number two, that's not what I'm trying to do. It's like, I have my body. It's the only thing that I have. So I'm not going to change 15 sizes. I'm going to show you what I look like when I'm posed versus not posed. It's not going to be a gigantic difference because I'm not photoshopping myself.
Right. But when you're like a tall person, that's why models are models and they're tall, is because like tall people photograph better. They can like angles, whatever. Right. Like it just looks better. So short people, like there is no angle on a camera.
That's true. I mean, I really like a pose. I really don't have a pose. I can't.
There's literally got to be on the ground.
The most annoying thing is we were shooting the express photos, the clothing, and like I am 5'3", and the only people who look good in clothing and that are 5'3" are Sarah Jessica Parker, who weighs 80 pounds. Like, you just don't look that good in clothing. So, I mean, you do, but like not compared to tall women. So like we're doing the photo shoot for Express, and Kelty and Jack, of course, are both tall, thin women who look great in everything they put on. And then I'm putting stuff on and some stuff's just like not hitting me in the right places and blah, 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 blah. And Kelty's standing behind the camera, like the photographer, trying to tell me how to pose. And I'm like, I promise you, what you're telling me right now is not going to change the fact that I'm 5'3", like in a normal sized woman.
Thank you. Because we were at Tanya's birthday picnic and Haley Steinfeld, who's like gorgeous and tall and skinny, was trying to tell me how to pose my legs.
Oh my God.
And that when she was doing it,
pet peeve.
It looked like natural, but when I was doing it, it looked like my legs were like like bent out of how they're supposed to be bent. I was like, this isn't it.
First of all, she was really trying to help because you were like, you literally, your leg looked like the letter Z. Like for some reason, like she was disjointed. And she was like, just lay it out flat. Maybe try laying it out flat.
All I'm saying is it's different when you have long legs versus when you don't.
Yeah.
They do different things. They lay different ways.
I understand that way. I do, in my defense, want to say that I myself nominated myself to wear flats the whole photo shoot. I wore flats with all my outfits on purpose to make Becca feel better.
It was to sell more clothing because it's quarantine and we were like, we can't wear heels because girls aren't wearing heels right now. So don't even try. Don't need that. Like, I also feel fine. It's just like, it takes for somebody like anybody who's not Kelty or Jack's body type is insecure in front of a camera. Like, it's hard
I'm
to find.
Also insecure in front of a camera. So I think most women are.
Yeah.
Not me. I looked amazing.
Oh my God. You should have seen Kelty.
She was living her best life. I was like, this is my worst nightmare of all time.
Same.
And Kelty couldn't have had a better day that day.
Well, Becca, I've modeled with you. I've seen our photos together. Shall we bring up first photo shoot, our first time meeting?
When was this?
What?
This was, excuse you've me? Heard this story, Tanya.
Uh-huh.
We met, God, I mean.
Was this a Moomoo shoot?
Yes, it was.
Yes. Oh, God.
2016, I believe.
Ooh. Did I text you that photo?
Yes, you did. A lot of emotions came through me when I saw that. Remembered how I felt about you that day, my first impression. Becca Tobin was not warm. No. To me.
You know what though? I'm gonna be on Becca Tobin's side right now because you said that when you and I first met that I wasn't warm.
You
to
weren't.
You.
Okay.
How is Tanya not warm?
Exactly. Now that I know her, it's shocking.
Feel her heat.
No, let me tell you, if she's not interested in what you have to say, she Tanya? Don't care.
Oh, that's
not no true. More. It's because she was with two people that I was like so excited to see, and I'd never met Becca before. And so I was like super excited because I to see the people that I knew. And I was like, oh my gosh, hi. Like, we have a mutual friend named Crystal, blah, blah, blah. But she just like wasn't having it. So I was like, bye.
Oh.
I said we have a mutual friend. You offered me nothing. We'll talk about that later.
Becca Tilly, talk more about Becca Tobin. I'm very
okay,
interested.
Okay, so well, we've established where Why? The disconnect was. Oh. It was just that she was not expecting to do the shoot all day and came without knowing what it was going to entail. I was trying to make conversation. I was a big Glee fan. I was like stoked to be there and knew that we were both from the South. I was like trying to make the connection.
Oh my God, I feel so bad.
Probably about Chick-fil-A or something. I was trying to like make a connection and that there was very little to none reciprocation.
It was a tough day for me.
Was it like an influencer photo shoot or like what was the deal?
It was like a Coachella themed.
I got bamboozled. I got bamboozled a little bit. Like
was it paid?
No, it wasn't paid. Mm. You got like free clothes, but honestly, it was just like a 12-hour day. And they kept asking for more photo setups. And I'm like, first of all, I didn't know anybody else there either. Like, didn't you know a bunch of the girls, Becca? Because it's a lot of the Bachelor girls.
I love Moo. I would do a Moo Moo shoot for free right now.
They're amazing. Like, love it. And I've done them since because I knew what I was like getting into. But I was also like odd man out, totally odd man out. And then all these Bachelor girls. And I just remember being like, why aren't they letting me leave? And like, how do I get out of here? And also like, I just had no interest in talking to anybody. Like I was just, but I found a photo, an outtake from the, what did I send it to you on Instagram?
No, you sent it in a group chat because I saw it too.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's me and Tanya.
I'll find it. And
wait, you guys have a separate group text just with Becca Tobin?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, wow. we had brunch in New York.
Talk
one
about
time
girlfriend's day.
Oh, I do
That's
remember that
true.
Picture.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was so cute. You guys are not feeling it.
Yeah.
Look at my face.
I look.
Sadness. I'm like, I get paid to do Glee.
Oh my God. The sass in that photo. Oh
my God.
Similar
to the Express suit. Out.
But
of
then, but
here.
Then,
that was, yeah. That was.
Allie signed her with Be Social, and they were like talking about how amazing Becca Tobin is. And I was like, she must have been having a bad day or something because I did not have the same experience. But, anyways, I know that you can model.
Yeah, look at you guys now, girlfriends.
Girlfriends. A lot of people have that experience with me. I have a very hard time covering if something's really bothering me. Like, I have a very hard time letting go and then acting normal. So that's my biggest flaw. Like, I think I would like to say I've changed. That was probably, 10 years ago? I haven't.
It was four, but yeah.
I know that face. I've seen it
often.
I'd
like to say that I evolved.
I don't. I really don't. I think it's like that, like, kid, like you when you're performing as a kid, Kelty, do you remember this? Like, they would just like make you do things over and over and over and over again, and finally you're like, my soul left. I can't pretend to be joyful anymore.
It's gone.
See, I'm trying
Groove
to
is not in the heart, okay?
I'm trying to remember that, like, I don't have to be overboard and make sure that everyone likes me. Like, I've always tried so hard to make connections with people. Not saying I'm not going to continue that, but I've since learned that not everyone has to like everyone, or not everyone has to connect with anyone right away. So,
well, Becca, even if you try your absolute best, it's still never going to happen. So you might as well just not try.
This is also a really good lesson to not take things personally, like at work or whatever. Like, when you go in a meeting and someone like is icy to you about your thing, or you meet someone new and they're icy or whatever, like, it very rarely, like 99% of the time, has nothing to do with you.
I know. Honestly, that's something that I had to learn very early on in my career, because I used to let other people's stuff like get into my spirit.
Yep.
And I learned this trick. This is like sounds so silly, but it works like a charm. I would literally sit in my car before I walked in, and I would zip myself into this like imaginary cocoon.
Yeah.
and before I walked into work so that nobody could say anything and it wouldn't penetrate into me. And then I would like literally leave and I would like unzip the cocoon and like take it off of me. And it like actually really worked.
When Glee was at the height of the drama on set, you like Jenna and her makeup artist, Jenna Ushkowitz and her makeup artist had this thing because you sit down in a makeup chair and you're next to all a lot of other people and there's a lot of conversations. There's a lot of personalities. So at the height of like the drama and just people being dicks, Jenna and her makeup artist would have this thing where they would put themselves in a bubble. Like they would do a whole thing before they started her makeup. And I used to be like, this is insane, but there's absolutely there's something that happens. It's placebo, where you're
total placebo, and it like really really worked for me.
It worked for her too.
Did somebody teach you to do this, or have you just you've decided this is your thing on your own?
No, actually, somebody that I worked with gave me this advice because I was just like, I don't know what to do. Like, it's just really like hurting my spirit. Like, I feel like I'm just like all my happy go lucky is going down the drain, and like I don't know how to like fight against this. I don't want to fight fire with fire. Like, what do I do? And she gave me that advice. And I like, I haven't had to do it really anymore since. Cause I feel like I haven't had a bad, you know, environment in a while. Thank God. Knock on wood.
Nobody's seeing anybody at all.
Cause you've been at home. No, I've
been working from home for 5 months.
No, I mean like in the past few years, honestly. Yeah.
Well, sometimes like for me, I've had to cocoon myself because I found, well, for a long time, I was like the youngest host with a bunch of like older, more, not older, like more senior hosts, seasoned hosts that have been doing it forever. So the things that I was experiencing for the first time, the Grammys, seeing Oprah, like all these things where I was like, oh my God, a movie. Ah, like I'd freak out. Then I would look to like my person and they would be like, ugh.
Rolling their eyes,
you know, and like, oh, I'm that person. But when I was so excited for me, and it does, it steals your joy because you're like, wow, this is like, I'm really pumped to be here. Like, I'm sorry you don't feel that way. But then you kind of have to come down to their disappointed level. And it's nice to zip in and be like, no, I can still like feel all the things I'm going to feel, even if this other person is not feeling like it's a great thing.
True.
Right now in your career, in your life, Kelty, who would make you feel a level of excitement seeing them walk up to you on the red carpet?
Paula Abdul.
Yeah, probably just Paula Abdul. I actually just interviewed her like 2 weeks ago. And then I realized like I was just, I honestly, I got off and I was like, I need to stop. Like I'm such a psychopath. Like I really just love her so much. Paula Abdul, I don't know. Tanya, is there anyone that you're still like, I mean, Harry Styles probably, like, cause I just think Harry Styles is so dreamy and I love his record. And I don't know. I go in and out depending on people, but is there anyone that you're still like, I want to meet and excited about?
Yeah. Like everybody.
No, but not
like, on the Lady Gang for the first time. It was like she was our biggest fan that we've ever had in our entire lives, and that's us.
Yeah. I was like, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm a guest.
Like, it was wild.
Yes, she
won like a radio contest.
Yeah, number one super fan contest, Tanya Rad, and this was her prize to podcast with her.
It's so true.
Yeah, it was strange. For me, who I like right now, and one of the things that I think is so great in like the pivoting of celebrities during quarantine is like, I want people who have done the work. Like I interviewed Andre Leon Talley and like he was writing this memoir about his life and like he did the work. Like his story is incredible. He was in school, hustling, living in London, like breaking into fashion shows. Like I, you know, it's just like, I want people who did the work and I want like these incredible stories and I want you to want to open up. Like this whole thing that we've spent all these years where these people that you love and you're like, oh, you like, I want to talk to you. I want to like have this conversation and dive deep into your psyche. And they're like very.
Yeah, I do think that there has been a shift. There has been a shift because I do, maybe it is because of podcasting is more popular now, but I do feel like interviews used to be very surface. Like this is your movie and you play a Spider-Man. Do you like spiders?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like it used to be very surface and now I feel like we're really peeling back and getting to know these like celebrities that we didn't know anything about in the past. You know what I mean?
Like don't sit down if you don't want to open up.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah. So. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the thing with podcasting, it's like you can't get away with doing that because I mean, what you guys are talking about, these interviews are probably like what, 3 minutes long. But if somebody's going to sit down with one of us and talk for 45 minutes, it's like you can't do those surface level answers and they're not going to translate at all for the listener.
And you know what's interesting? When I was like super stoked to do my Harry Styles interview because I am such a fan of his music, and I'd never met him before, so I was like really nervous. Like, is he going to be nice? Is he going to be like standoffish? I had no idea what to expect. And it was for, you know, radio, so it was supposed to be short form interview style, and we kind of just like threw that out the window and had just like a beautiful conversation. And he like really opened up about a lot of things, and he was so grateful because I had really, you know, spent time with the album and really went deep on things. And so he went deeper, and he like added he was only supposed to perform 3 songs, and he added a 4th one because it was my favorite. Wow. And so like then the company was freaking out because he performed an extra song. So it was just like such a overall like beautiful experience.
Come
like,
to fucking play, okay?
Yeah, it totally. And I'm like, I am now the president of the Harry Styles fan club. Like, I will like stan him. No, but like I like will go to bat for him at like all costs. I will support everything that man does. Like, you want to sell a guitar pick, I will buy it, you know, whatever. I think Calm like, app, yeah. I'm buying it.
I think the reason that people are so closed up though is because like the press and the media are so like thirsty for information that's like buzzy. Mm-hmm. So people are really tight-lipped because they know that if they say something that comes out of context, it becomes a headline, and then it becomes this whole thing.
Ruins
so
your life. Like, yeah.
It's like a tough thing to ask of people if they're not naturally open, extroverted people anyway. But like,
yeah, if it's like the first time they're doing an interview, then of course it's going to be like if they talk for an hour, it'll be reduced to like a 5
yeah
word headline that has nothing to do with what they're saying.
Dax Shepard was just saying that he like has told his publicist that he won't do any interviews where anything can be like misconstrued or taken out of context. So he won't sit down with a reporter to do like a written piece. Like, he'll only do, I guess, podcasts and like live interviews or something. Because there's been so many times that they've like sat down and done like, it's like through the lens of that journalist. So if they want
right.
a piece on Vanity Fair, if that journalist thinks he's an arrogant dick, the whole thing, no matter what he does, is going to be through that lens. So it's like, that makes sense to me because you are at the mercy of one person.
Yeah, I'm with you a little bit because I am not a naturally super open person, but I've being like, you know, on The Bachelor and being in this social media space, I've almost had to be to an extent, but now it's like choosing what I feel comfortable and safe opening up about
yeah.
versus what I need to say just to be relatable to people, if that makes sense.
For sure.
So it is like a balance. Whereas Tanya, like her natural self is like comfortable opening up. And I wish that I had more of that, but it's like having to like challenge myself, but also be like care for myself
yeah.
at
yeah.
the same time.
Yeah.
No one really cares about what I'm doing, but you know.
But that's I think the biggest thing when you really like look at it, it's like nobody cares. Do you know what I mean? No. Like, who cares? So if somebody puts a headline out about you, up today, gone tomorrow, you know what I mean? On to the next one. It's just like,
yeah, but when it's directed at you, it is different. Because like I could say that, but if it was about me, I'd be like, so much anxiety and stress. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a balance.
And there are people who get picked apart. Like, think about Taylor Swift. Every single lyric on her album is being picked apart. Like, people are looking for meaning in it. And it's like, mm-hmm. can't the girl just write a fucking album? Like,
no.
I get it. Everybody's really passionate. And I'm sure she loves that. But then I'm sure there's times where she's like, I want to do this thing or say this thing. But then people are going to like look at it and try to find a hidden meaning. And then it's just like, she probably feels like a little piece of her is getting stolen. With every like accusation and assumption and whatever.
Is this about Joe Jonas?
My favorite thing about this album is that she came out and she's like, this is folklore. This is me writing, pretending these stories and dreaming up these scenarios. And literally every song is about her life. I'm like,
But is it like,
so we think.
So
Tanya, you're the problem.
I know when people go and they like analyze her albums. I mean, I'm not a big Swiftie, so I'm not sure how upfront or secretive her lyrics actually are. But like, has she ever come out being like, oh yeah, you were right with that theory? Or it's everybody just like putting their own meaning to things. Cause I was reading through like some track lists that people are like, oh, and this one is about this experience. And this one is about Joe Jonas. And they're like, this, and
she's pregnant with a boy.
Yeah. And they're like, and then,
I did see the one that she was pregnant. Yeah.
It's just, I'm like, what? This lyric doesn't make sense. Number one, if you're writing with Justin Vernon, none of his lyrics make sense. So maybe she's just writing like a bunch of fumble jumble and waiting for people to just.
Tanya's not buying it.
I do not think it's fumble jumble.
Tanya loves like a theory.
I don't think it's fumble jumble.
You know what I loved in her documentary she did what Miss Americana.
Yeah.
She, when she was releasing that like really bold political statement that she had never come forth and had like a political side or anything or political stance. And when she released it, they were like the nerves of pressing post and share. Oh, and she was sitting with Tree and it was like they were on the couch and she posted and they were like screaming and like stress and anxiety. I was like, that's what we all do. Every time we do a like vulnerable post or something that is going to get a reaction.
Yeah.
Exactly how we feel.
I do think there is something super gnarly. Like when you have that many followers, I could not even imagine the stress.
I wouldn't be surprised if she like does a whole identity change, like Richard Simmons, her life, and like disappears and no one finds her again.
Poof. Yeah, I would. Oh my God. It's like you're Richard at the top. Simmons? Just, they never
exactly.
Really
where is
saw.
Richard Simmons?
Did you listen to the podcast?
No, I haven't researched it. Oh.
There's
he?
A whole podcast called Finding Richard Simmons, and no they can't knows. Find him.
What are you talking
about? Spoiler alert, they don't find him. He's gone. I know. There is no ending to that podcast, which is really annoying, but it's good. But he's missing.
He's hiding.
Still.
Where was he last seen? Is this like a Crime Junkies podcast?
No, he used to stand outside his house in Beverly Hills because the tour buses always knew the routes, like the Star Homes tours. He would... Every single day, the drivers would say that he'd come out and wave at the people on the buses. Like, it was part of the whole thing. And then he just quit.
Yeah. He just quit being Richard Simmons. And he's still allegedly in the house. The police have been there. They say he's fine. And he's not being held against his will. But, like, he will not come out of the house.
He probably just had too much of Hollywood and everything.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Like, you know what? I'm out. But I'm not going anywhere. I'm just staying right here.
But, like, Taylor loves it. Are you kidding?
No, she loves it. She's a three. She's an Enneagram. Honestly, my Enneagram book was like popular three Enneagrams. And then it was like Barack Obama, Taylor Swift. Like, I don't know if she's ever taken the test, but she's definitely a three.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like I'm a nine and threes really go well as friends with nines because they are the opposite of like needing to get out and do things and be productive, whereas nines can...
Chris is a nine, my husband's. Jared's a nine too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, nines are good. Wow. Not to bring it back to what we talk about every time we're together. Taylor Swift and Enneagram.
We're so basic.
It's on brand. We're on brand. You guys, just embrace it. Embrace who we are. It's okay.
Yeah.
Right, Tanya?
Basic. I could talk about Taylor Swift for days. But you know what we should talk about? Actually, your book, because I read it. It's called Act Like a Lady. And I listened to your podcast and I'm friends with you guys. So I felt like I know you pretty well, but I read the book and I learned so many new things about each one of you. Like, I think I individually texted each of you as I was reading, because the way it was written was like, you know, your individual stories kind of based around a similar topic. Mm-hmm. But I found out so much more about each one of you and things that I hadn't heard before. And so, and it was really, really vulnerable. So I commend you. I really, really enjoyed the book. So if you guys are listening and you need a new read, I highly suggest Act Like a Lady.
Thank you.
And it's,
I mean, in particular,
sold out at some Targets. I figured out. Yeah.
Are you guys New York Times bestsellers?
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
Thank what you. Don't you do? Like, what do you do from here? You've clothing line, book, podcast. Y'all have had like a live show that was so successful. So now y'all making a movie. What's happening?
I mean, Kelty texts us every day with like new projects. And I feel like, is this, it feels like school. Like, I think I have senioritis because I'm like, wait, we blew it out this year. Like, you're telling me I have to go back to school in the fall? I'm so bummed out.
I know.
Like,
that's
I feel
what it feels
like,
I'm
repeating a grade right now.
Yeah, and also teacher Kelty will micromanage the hell out of you via text message or Instagram DMs. If you didn't send her what she needed fast enough, she will reply to every other one of your Instagram stories saying, where's my picture?
That's what we call an accountability partner.
Accountability
I do partner. I'll do that too with Becca. Like if she's not texting me back something and she's posting on Instagram, I'm like, hello, look at your phone.
Well, my whole thing is like I'm now – because of quarantine, like I'm like 8 till 5-ing lady gang. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I get up in the morning and then I do lady gang all day. And when it's a jack block, I call it like a jack block, right? Like it's a roadblock. That's the only person that can get me around it.
I'm the gatekeeper. Jack.
It's a jack block. And Jack lives on her own schedule. So we are two separate people in the fact that I am a see the list, do the list. And she's in a see the list, wait until the last possible moment before it's due. She's the person doing her schoolwork on the school bus on the way to class. I'm the person who did it as soon as they got home from school yesterday. You know what I mean? There's
what were you, Tanya?
You know, I think I'm a nice hybrid because I'm not super anal, but I'm also not wait till the last
you're
minute.
Becca.
So
you're
Becca. I'm Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like thrive on that last like 11th hour. Like I have to procrastinate or else it'll take me 10 times longer. So I'm like, I'm going to just wait until the end.
Yeah. So I get to a Jack block and there's nothing else I can do that day because everything depends on Jack sending me the photo and I'm just sit there waiting. And then when she's like, look at me watching a crime documentary. And I'm just like, nope, not today, bitch. I'd start DMing her.
I'm like, I'm off the clock now. Time to get drunk. Kelty's like, nope.
Sure aren't. I can find you wherever you are.
I'd hide her from the stories, Jack.
Yeah. I did accidentally have Becca Tobin blocked on my stories for a long time and I never knew.
It was so fucked up. I was like, oh my God.
We're like going to block somebody from seeing one of my stories and I'm like, okay, here I'm gonna go do it. And then it's like one person blocked from viewing stories and it was Becca.
So rude.
That is amazing.
I can't believe that.
It wasn't on purpose.
I had Becca blocked for mine too after the Moo shoot.
Wait, there was something else that I wanted to talk to you about the book, but
you know I didn't follow you for years after that shoot.
True. You know, I went there and then I was like, she's not gonna call me out on that, but she did.
Sorry. Were you so excited when she finally followed you?
Yeah, it felt like a moment.
I did it.
But it's, I was like, she likes
me. But it's funny because you're so alike. You guys have like a very like irreverent. No.
Becca Tobin 1.0 and Becca Tilly 1.0 were like two completely opposite ends of the spectrum.
Oh, you've met in your old
age. We've met in the middle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In our old age?
Yes. In our old age. In our middle age.
Oh, no. Are we middle aged?
Are we middle aged?
I am. Kelty is.
Really?
No, she's not 40 yet. Isn't 40 middle age?
I feel like 50 is middle age, no?
We're not living to 100.
We're not in Sardinia. Zac Efron's show says Sardinia is a blue zone where you live the longest.
Yeah. Were you going to say something important? Because I have something to say about Zac Efron's show.
I know. I watched it yesterday, too.
Kelty came on the podcast this week and was like, you guys have got to watch Zac Efron's show on Netflix.
I love Zac Efron.
Okay. Well, I watched it and I was like, he couldn't have become more unattractive to me.
I agree. There's something. Weird going on.
He has the male actor energy. He has the male actor.
Did you see him as Ted Bundy? Because that was truly disturbing.
Yes, I did.
He was the hottest there. There she is.
No, there's something. I think it's like this thing that male actors have that they need to be liked and they need to be seen as like cool, down to earth, normal. So like he's like making it a point to always call out the cameraman and the crew. And like I worked with a guy like this and they're all the same. It's all about like the optics. They're not doing it because they're the cool, fun guy. They're doing it because they want everybody to walk away from that experience being like,
he was amazing.
So cool. Zac Efron.
And then like, yeah.
I disagree. I think Zac Efron bathing in a hot spring in Iceland was a highlight of my quarantine. So
I'd enjoy that.
He looks hot, but there's something about his energy is like thirst energy.
Yeah, I might not watch it. I don't want to have a different view on him. I love
him.
Do
you think you're attracted to him?
I'm very attracted to him.
I mean, he's hot. Just don't maybe
but
watch
I'm saying
it with,
like but like
subtitles.
Someone's
he's no Dev Patel.
No Dev.
No.
He's not a Dev.
No.
But I just feel like sometimes when I see someone in that element and their personality is just not what you want it or think it will be, that turns me off.
Yeah.
But honestly, maybe it's something that Becca picks up on because she like knows that actor.
Right. She's
energy.
Like insider.
Yeah. Like we're like a normal watcher maybe wouldn't. Oh my God, he's so down to earth. Like,
yeah, I was like, he's so friendly. Look at him giving the papaya to everyone.
No, it's
okay. Well, I'm not gonna be able to watch it now because I'm only gonna be thinking of Becca's perspective.
I'm sorry, I ruin everything for everyone if you haven't noticed. Mm-hmm. I just burned your cardigan and Zac Efron simultaneously.
You can't burn the card. You can't
the cardigan's
take me
magical.
Down. The
it's
cardigan.
Too powerful to be taken down.
It's my placebo.
Yeah, cocoon. It's too powerful. You can't burn
the
that.
Bubble. Can this episode of Scrubbing in the little marker page on Instagram just be me and Becca Tilly in our cardigans?
Oh my God,
how rude.
I would love that. I'll send you one. We can do a Photoshop so we look like we're standing next to one another.
I have a photo in one too.
Oh, you can be in it, Tanya, but yours will be like black and white, like fake.
No, Tanya's just has to be borrowed from Becca. Fake.
What if we, like Jack, what if we made knockoffs?
Easy. I mean, they look like they're from Target, so.
Oh. Kelty, don't let them get in your head.
I'm going to find one on Amazon right now, Becca.
Can you? And let's Taylor. Get the star things to put on the elbow.
Yeah, those the patches. Taylor, also, Kelty, Claire's.
Taylor folded those herself, wrapped them with love.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
Wrote the card and then she's, mailed
then
them out.
She hung them up. She's like, overachievement for you. Overachievement for you. Like,
she put it on and she said,
had a little orgasm.
She said, this one's for Becca. This one's my favorite. And then she said, this one's for Kelty. This one's my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, wow, guys. Wowie, yeah. Wowie. Tanya's so upset right now. Her face.
So upset. Just like, fine.
It's fine.
Well, we got a notification that y'all have a heart out at 3:55, and it's.
Do you know why?
Why?
I have therapy.
Oh, nice! I just recently started therapy, so I know the importance of that.
Yes, and last week I had to cancel. I had a little emergency, and so I it's been 2 weeks, and I'm starting to get a little randy. So I got it.
Doesn't randy mean horny?
Yeah, I thought so too.
I have another toy you can use instead of a therapist.
Yep. I need to talk about my feelings hard out. This is what putting yourself first looks like.
That's true. Love but it. Before you guys go, I do want to say I really enjoyed in the book the pages that you guys dedicated to your faces and exactly what you've done to your faces, because that was so freaking funny. I literally was like peeing myself.
We got to keep it real.
I wish full I had transparency. Some of that right now.
Yep.
It's all drooping down.
Same. Well,
we love you guys. Thank y'all for being our National Girlfriends Day episode.
Yay. And just thank you for being our girlfriends. So definitely check out their Express line. Please. Where can everybody buy that?
Express.com.
And a lot of things are selling out like in the sizes. So get over there now. And then the book's Act Like a Lady. It's available everywhere at Target right now, which is exciting. So.
Wow. Great. New York Times bestseller. Mm. Scrubbing Like a Lady.
What will they do next?
Mm. Ladies Who Scrub. Mm. We love you guys.
We love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than the mom stuff she did for me. The laundry, cooking, and driving. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood.
My mom moved to the United States of America, did not know English, learned English, rode her bike to Long Beach State to get her degree so that she could, I mean, she is literally like my hero, my shiro. Yeah.
Shiro, for my shiro. Sure. That's amazing. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending my mom farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
And we got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so that you can send some too.
Here's why we love the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you can't find anywhere else.
Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick a delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code SCRUBBING for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
All right. Those girls, just the best. I love them.
Love them. Love them like sisters.
I love that you went on their podcast as like the biggest fangirl ever. That's so funny.
You know what's so funny about that too is like Kelty messaged me after and or this was like a few months after I went on their podcast and she was like, I just want you to know that your episode was on in our top three most listened to. I don't know. They get some sort of Venn diagram or I don't know, some sort of diagram of like their downloads or whatever. And she, definitely not a Venn diagram, but, you know, and it was like right underneath like all these like big name celebrities. And she was like, just so you know, like, just because we were in the podcast, we were talking about how like Kelty's been following me for years. And I was just like, I'm a nobody, you know what I mean? And so she was like really encouraging and sent me just like a really sweet text. And I thought that was really cool of her. They don't have to tell me that, you know, yeah. Like that's their information.
Yeah. I love that.
I do. I love that.
Love them. Okay. We're going to do an email.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, you have a good email.
I do. It's
us?
An anonymous one.
Give
those are always
advice
good. Hearing the latest episode and listening to Tanya opening up about Red Star and a situation going through divorce and having kids, I totally can relate, which is why I'm writing to you both today. I need your perspective and advice. I have been with my boyfriend for almost 3 years and have never been so in love in my entire life. My boyfriend has kids from a previous relationship. They were never married. And I still haven't met them yet. I also haven't met his family yet. The few times I've brought up meeting his kids and his family, he keeps telling me he's not ready. I have no doubt in my mind about how he feels about me and our future together, and I know me not meeting his family and his kids is not representative of where we are going in the future or how he feels about me. I have learned to become so patient with the situation, and I truly respect his decision and know when the timing is right, it will happen. Am I thinking about this wrong? Am I crazy? Anonymous. I'm concerned.
I'm a little concerned. 3 years is a long time to not meet anyone. His family. I mean, the kids thing, I totally get like being very careful about that. But three, it's like, where is this going at this point?
And the kids, yes, you want to be cautious, but his parents? I assume that's what you mean by family. Parents, brothers, sisters. 3 years,
yeah.
I feel like he's hiding you.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's hard for me because I feel like I would not be able to last 3 years, me personally, because I think that is a little bit of like a trigger for me in terms of like, I don't want to be made feel like I'm a secret and I don't like that. And that's been hard for me even in my current situation. But I have to also, you have to respect the perspective and the life season that like your partner's in and let them go at the pace that they feel is right for them and because of like their past experiences. So I think what really needs to happen is like you have to have, and I think the thing that's helped me in my relationship is we're just super, super communicative. So like I just tell him my expectations and what I want, and he tells me his expectations and what he wants, and we find some sort of middle ground that makes us both feel heard and comfortable. Because, you know, you can't have it, neither one of you can have it your way all the time. So if not meeting them for 3 years is making you really upset, then like that's not okay. And he needs to know that.
Yeah, because personally for me, not meeting the family, I wouldn't care so much about the actual act of meeting the family. Like that wouldn't make me feel insecure or anything. It's the why. Like, right. Why are you not wanting to, especially if they live in the same city? Because if they're distant, it's like, okay, maybe they're hesitant to meet her or there's something. I don't know. But I do have, there's a little like beeper going off in my head that feels like something. I don't know.
Yeah, because honestly, I even, for like a while now, I had been saying that like, I don't want to introduce anybody to my parents until I'm like engaged. And that like, when I met Red Star, that obviously went out the window. You know what I mean? Because like I introduced him to mine. And so, maybe he has that same thing. I don't know.
But he should be able to communicate that to her. If that's his reasoning, then I think she wouldn't have any questions or worries because she would be like, okay, I know that he's waiting until he's engaged to someone. And if that's me, then I'll meet them then. But 3 years is a long time to not have an answer of why or when it might happen.
3 years is a long time.
Because I've been in a relationship for over two years, and I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But my family doesn't live here.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what my advice is. I guess maybe just communicate to him, like, hey, I respect you, and I respect your time and you having kids, but I just want to know what the reason is why... You're not ready, because that's a vague answer.
Yeah. And honestly, I really think communication, like, and it's weird because I think I've been overly communicative in this relationship, but communication is such the key, because it's like you only see things from your perspective. Do you know what I mean? Like you're coming into it from your perspective and what you want. Mm-hmm. And when you hear their perspective and where they're coming from and things that they've dealt with in their past, you can empathize a little bit with that. You know what I mean? And then you can kind of meet in the middle and feel good about that. Whereas like right now you don't feel good about it. And so that's a problem.
I agree. Sorry. I don't know.
I think like, that helped.
Yeah. Should help.
Just to give you some perspective to how long that's been. Remember the Grey's Anatomy finale where there was that explosion and this last time we saw Stephanie and she had the little girl with her?
Oh,
that was 3 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for putting that. That really put it into perspective.
In Grey's terms.
Yeah, I would just communicate. Sometimes communication, like, really, it solves things quicker than you would even realize. Just saying what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And feeling.
Also, just, like, the fact that you've been in a relationship for 2 years, it blows my mind still.
Me?
Yeah.
Me too, honestly. Who am I? Who is she?
Who is she? I mean, Becca Tilly. Never thought I'd see the day.
I know. We are going to Palm Springs next weekend. We're going to the Villa Royale.
That's
which
right.
You've stayed before.
Yes. It is so nice and so cute. And they do everything. They're doing everything very safely. Like I felt very safe. It was very sanitary. And just like such a good vibe.
I'm so pumped for a weekend getaway with my BFF.
So cute. Should we drink when we do the podcast?
Absolutely.
Down.
Truth or drink?
Truth or drink, or just drink the whole podcast.
Either or. the truth or drink adds an element.
Because I think we're doing it in the afternoon. So it's like 5 o'clock somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we will be there. Shout out to the Villa Royale for having us. We cannot wait. Happy National Girlfriends Day.
Happy
You're
National
all
Girlfriends
our girlfriends
Day.
And we're so thankful for you. So celebrate with your girls, whether it's virtually or if you're in a, you know, quarantine pod together.
Quarantine
together. And or just text or call each other and let your girls know how much you love them and appreciate them. Same with the guys. Know you have some girlfriends in your life too. Mm-hmm. Let them know.
Let them know.
We love you guys and we will see you next weekend. Make sure you get the tickets for the virtual hangout. They're very limited. And don't forget to check out our merch. They have so many cute gifts. You could give a gift to your friend on National Girlfriends Day. I can't think of a better gift. And don't forget, with limited supplies, you will get the little scrubbing in scrubber.
And there's nothing that says I love you more than a scrubbing in Turkish towel.
It's true.
I have mine in my car at all times, like just ready to go for picnics galore.
You are the picnic queen.
I'll take that title.
And so check that out at myfanthreads.com/scrubbingin. Check out that we also restock the hats. So check those out and we will see you next time. Love you guys.
Love you.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Fair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.